A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. It's that time of year when, at least here in the States, we embark on the frenzy of holiday shopping, office parties, and family gatherings. Stores are decorated with ornaments and lights. Radio stations have begun playing their cascade of Christmas songs, which will inevitably end at 6 p.m. on Christmas Day. Greeting cards are being signed, sealed, and delivered, and Christmas wish lists are being drawn up by children and adults alike. It's difficult not to be captured by the sights and sounds that dazzle, drawing our attention to most things material and commercial. In the midst of this, the Church begins to draw towards its own season of preparation for Christmas, with Advent beginning this coming Sunday. Yesterday we celebrated the Feast of Christ the King, a feast that reminds us of the glory and splendor of Christ our Lord. His glory, however, is wrapped not in the sights and sounds that dazzle, but in the quiet of humility and truth. It isn't necessarily a glory that quickly captures our interest. So what does captivate us? In today's Gospel, Jesus directs our attention away from the glitter of the costly stones of the temple, the ostentatious behavior of the scribes, and those donating from out of their wealth. He focuses us instead on the humble example of a widow who gives to the temple treasury two small coins, all that she had to live on. The contrast is overwhelming and challenging. Widows at the time of Jesus were among the lowest of society. Having no husband meant they had no rights, no inheritance, and were often exploited. They had every right to rely on public generosity because the law of Israel dictated that people were to care for the widowed, orphaned, and alien. Still, such public assistance was not always afforded them. For as is noted in the previous chapter in Luke's Gospel, the scribes devoured the houses of widows. In our own day, there are many who suffer the same experience of the widow. Among them are counted the widowed, the immigrant, the homeless, the hungry, the unemployed and the underemployed, the abused, and those with mental and physical disabilities. Despite the many social programs in place to safeguard them, they are still at risk of being ignored and/or exploited. A number of years ago, friends of mine were visiting Chicago. It was the middle of summer, hot and humid, and the streets were jammed with traffic, and the sidewalks were packed with people. My friends were stopped at a traffic light along the Magnificent Mile, an area along the shores of Lake Michigan that features upscale restaurants, stores, and hotels. On the sidewalk, they noticed a woman, dressed in layer upon layer of clothing with a shopping cart full of bags by her side. She was going through one of the trash cans, overloaded with debris. All of a sudden, she made a beeline for the crosswalk and offered her arm to a gentleman who was having a hard time getting across the street. As my friends continued to watch the scene unfold before them, they saw that the man was blind, and the only person who noticed his difficulty in crossing the busy intersection and was willing to assist him, out of all of the hundreds of people on the streets and sidewalks, was a woman who happened to be dirty, smelly, and homeless. She offered him all she had to live on, her very heart. Like the widow in the Gospel, I would imagine Jesus holding up this homeless woman as an example for us today. There is little glitz and glamour about the broken and impoverished of our society that would draw our attention, except for their generosity of heart and spirit. The temptation is to look towards those who seem to have it all. The invitation, however, is rather than quickly casting our eyes in another direction, we might do well to look closely at the humble in our midst and pay attention to the shining example of humility and generosity in action.